Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson. Lori spends her days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. She talks to students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. She's here to share their stories along with other insights with you. So let's talk learning disabilities.
Hey everybody, this is Lori and welcome back to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities. So today we're going to talk a little bit about college, but not in the way that we usually do. We are going to talk a little bit about how important it is in the decision-making process to get a really good feel about the campus that you or your student might be attending. And I speak from experience. I have two kids that went to college. One went to a school where he knew a bunch of people. His dad had gone there, like super comfortable. My younger son, however, decided to branch out and be different. And he chose a school where we knew nobody. We knew absolutely nobody. I didn't know anyone that had attended there. I obviously didn't know anyone there at the time. I didn't even know anyone else applying to that school. And so as a mom, I was a little nervous about sending him off somewhere where we knew nothing. We took the tour. We did all the things. But what I would have given to know somebody there that I could have spoken to, a student that he could have spoken to, that really could have gotten a feel. Now, he's perfectly happy there, so it all worked out like it was supposed to. However, it doesn't always work that way for everybody. So today, I am talking with Charlotte. She is a college student who also works for a company called We Know Campus. Charlotte, thank you for being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So remind me again where you are at school in...
I'm at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And then when I'm not there, I'm at home based outside Philadelphia.
Okay, perfect. And you just finished your sophomore year, correct?
Yes, I just finished my sophomore year. It's crazy how fast it's been going. I feel like I just graduated high school and now I'm already halfway done college.
Oh, just wait. Just wait. It just keeps going faster.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are part of an organization called We Know Campus. So can you tell us a little bit about the organization and then a little bit about how you became involved with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to. So We Know Campus is a company that connects high schoolers with top achieving college students over 30-minute Zoom calls. So these calls cover things like campus life, majors, day-to-day coursework, career networking opportunities, social life, and anything that you can think of. We cover all of the nitty-gritty things about campus. And we are here to give students all real insight from students that are currently living it with their real experience. So as for how I actually got involved at We Know Campus, one of my really good friends, Julia, who also works for We Know Campus, kind of introduced me to the idea. She knows how passionate I am about schools and my academics, and I'm also a tour guide at my school, so I thought that this would be the perfect fit because it definitely is a little bit of a more nuanced thing than just going on a campus tour or just getting that information from a college rep. I think that mission at We Know Campus is what drew me into it.
And so what do you think, since you do tours at your school, right, for incoming freshmen or people who are looking at the school, what do you think the difference is or the level of information you can get from speaking to an actual currently enrolled student?
Yes. So to start, time constraints. These tours that I give are only around 30 to 45 minutes long. I do tours specific to the business school. So that already is kind of an issue because I'm not really able to give that much information. And it's harder than for families to be able to actually synthesize it because there is so much in such a short period of time. As for actual content, I give them all of the basic surface level information that I can give. I am not really able to give them my personal experience. And while I love my school, there's definitely some things I would tell freshmen about, you know, what's going to be in your best interest to get you ahead. And is this school really going to be a good fit for you? When I am a tour guide at school, I'm endorsing the school. But as for We Know Campus, when I'm a coach there, I am just there simply to give them all real information and experiences and help a student see whether or maybe if not, if that school is not going to be a good fit for them.
And so when you're connected with a student through We Know Campus, is there a sort of outline or predetermined things that you guys are going to talk about? Or is it just the student comes in and they've got questions and you answer them?
So this is something that I really like about We Know Campus. We have a document that all coaches receive. It covers kind of a breakdown of what a call could look like and some topics to go over. But that's if the student comes in without any questions, because obviously some students don't really know what the right things to ask are. Whereas some students come in and they have a million things that they want to know. They want to know all those, you know, nitty-gritty details like I talked about, and we're there to give them. So sometimes it can be a student comes in and they fire questions at you. Other times when they are not really as talkative, I can go off that outline and give them that information based off of the document.
How are your coaches vetted or selected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I currently onboard students, so I definitely can speak a lot to that. We do not do any open applications, so not anyone can become a WeKnow campus coach. We start with our personal connections and we go from there and only do character referrals. We get in touch with students at the best clubs and organizations on campus, and they are all students that are having leadership positions, executive positions in clubs and organizations. They all have great GPAs and internships, so we hand select all of our coaches.
And then how do you decide what schools to bring on? Because you don't have somebody at every single campus. Obviously, there's a bazillion of them. But how many campuses do you guys cover right now?
Yeah, right now we have, I believe, 32 campuses. However, we have 12 more schools coming this month. So there's a lot of them that are coming up quickly. We definitely started with more of the Southeast region as we are based out of Boca Raton. Then we moved up the East Coast, a little bit into the Midwest. And we're actually starting to add some California schools. I know we're onboarding Stanford right now. So you can also take a look at our coming soon page. It has all those schools listed.
Do you bring on new schools based on the students that you might have there, or do you pick a school and then start looking for your coaches?
Yeah, both? We pick a school and then start looking at our coaches. It definitely is based off of, you know, popularity, but we're also starting to think about schools that don't have as much visibility. So, you know, those smaller, maybe those private liberal arts schools, HBCUs, even technical schools, we're starting to kind of branch into that realm so that we can really give them the most visibility. And then we also listen to our partners. They say, you know, I have students starting to think about schools X, Y, and Z, and we'll start to think about onboarding that school.
Do you try to have like a good, and this is probably a silly question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway, a good mix of students and the types of organizations they're involved in? And does that include some students that might access disability services or need those additional supports where they can get some help with that as well?
Yeah, for sure. That's not a stupid question at all. We go for students in specific sections, whether it's the business school, pre-health, pre-law, things like that. We definitely look for a good balance also within those schools. We don't want to have students that are all in one major. As for your question about the student disability services, we definitely have some students that use those services. And I think that one thing that's great, especially with diagnostic learning, is that, you know, on a campus tour, students might not be as open to kind of getting that information or giving that information about those services. Whereas in a more intimate setting, you're definitely able to get a lot of more information about it.
Agree. And I think that is just like any other aspect of campus life is like, you can go and meet with the people there and everything may sound great, but until you can actually talk to a student who's utilizing those services, you don't really know if it really is as supportive as they sound. So I think that's important too, to have that. And so you talk a lot about a good fit. You know, is the school a good fit? Throughout your, well, first of all, does someone oversee all of these coaching? Do you know, like, after a student meets with a coach, if it's a, you know, if they decide to move forward with that school, how much follow-up after the coaching session does the company as a whole do?
So just to start, for the actual session itself, we have an AI tool that records every meeting. It gets sent to the coach and to the student so they can cover what they talked about and start from there. And then as for your question about following up, students can email that coach back and forth as much as they like. So if I have a call with a student and they want to email me with a bunch of more questions, I'll get back to them. So we definitely are able to follow up a lot and help them build off those questions that they may have already asked.
And then do you ever then find out if that student did actually come to your campus or if they decided it wasn't a good fit?
Mm-hmm. We've had some parents say, you know, this coach was really helpful. I know off the top of my head, one student recently had a call with a coach at FSU and they then decided that they wanted to go to FSU and it was a good fit for them. Alternatively, of course, there's going to be those students that went to a phone call with a coach at a school and decide it's not for me. But that's also a positive outcome because it saves them all the hassle of, you know, maybe choosing a school that's not the right fit for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you help them at all? I mean, I know you're, as a coach, you're probably limited in things like financial aid. Do you get a lot of questions about scholarships and those kinds of things? And is that something you guys are okay to answer, or do you kind of refer them on?
Yeah. So I myself, speaking for myself, because I'm a tour guide at my school, I already know a lot of things about scholarships and all the information, kind of where to point them to in terms of that. And then, yeah, of course, as a coach, we, you know, it's up to that coach's disclosure, but they can share what maybe they apply to, or financial aid, things like that. However, students know that they shouldn't expect to get the exact same scholarships or financial aid. They know that it's, you know, very subjective and it depends off of everybody's situation, but we can definitely share that with them.
As a whole, what do you think some of the biggest concerns kids are having about that transition from high school to college? And what are some of the things they're really wanting to know about?
I think they are trying to look at things like, of course, their academics, but also that overall quality of life, which is completely valid to worry about. Things are different than they were 20 years ago. Now students are thinking about campus culture or what clubs to get involved with. How is my housing situation going to look? Of course, cost, because college is very expensive and they need to kind of take that into account. And so I think that overall students are looking at what's going to be the most practical for them and what's really going to fit their needs and their interests the best.
What do you think a lot of incoming freshmen maybe underestimate or don't plan well for?
I think the biggest thing is time management. And I heard that myself going into college, and I was always good at time management. So I kind of discarded that. But honestly, it's something to be taken into account. No matter what high school you're coming from, you know, everybody's coming from all these different places, but they get to college and things are going to change, at least to some extent. I would bet money on it that to some extent, you're going to have to kind of work with your time management, because you're balancing school, maybe a job, you're trying to work with your social life and your interests, clubs. There's a whole lot of things going on, which is great. But students kind of struggle finding, you know, that idea of what is my life going to actually look like at this.
And do you feel like your coaches can give your students a realistic view of, it's not like 24/7 party, but it's not 24/7 studying. It's about having that balance.
You know, our students can tell them, you know, things like, is this club or organization going to take up a lot of my time? Or what's even the commute to school? What's that going to look like? You know, all of those things that they're probably not going to get off of a website. And so I can share with them my experience on, is this going to be something that's going to work for them? And I can be honest with them. If they are really, you know, they really want a sports school set, and maybe we don't have that, I can tell them that this is not going to probably be the school for you. Whereas students that come in with similar interests to me and similar values to me and myself, then I can tell them this is going to be a good place for you probably.
How important do you feel like the social aspects of college play into academic success and long-term success at that school or at any school?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I myself have always been a very social person, and I definitely thrive based off of connecting with people. So I think it's hard when students get to school and they don't know anyone. That's how I was. I didn't know that many people. But I think that having people in your circle and in your network is really going to help them thrive, not only within their academics and classes, but also outside of school, just for their well-being and for their mental health. And then also taking it a step further, I think that as for networking, that's so important. And you would be shocked at how many things, you know, even in a week, so many things that I learn about people or opportunities that are coming up simply off of my friends and what they're telling me that they're involved with.
Yeah. Yeah. The networking thing, I don't think people realize, and I think that's a good place to start learning about how you can make better connections and make more connections, and you start thinking about your career. So yeah, the networking thing is huge. How do students find you?
So students can find us through normally either their high school, we partner with private high schools, or with independent educational consultants. We're exclusively available through our partners. So that's how they find us, and we are integrated into their current advising systems.
So if someone is listening to this and they don't have access, well, first of all, they could encourage their private school then to reach out to form a connection, I would assume. But if they're in a public school, then do you have a way for them to access some of your consultants that you guys work with to help make that connection?
We don't have a way specifically now. It's a little bit tricky with things like FERPA laws and with just kind of protecting the integrity of our network. But again, I would definitely encourage them to go to their school or even any IEC in that case, if they go to a public school, because then they can gain access to upwards of, you know, hundreds of college students that way.
Right, right. So if you have someone reach out to you or someone comes to your website, their best route would be to either go through their school or to find an educational consultant, being someone that helps with the college planning process.
Yes,
that could then refer them to you.
Yep, because we're just a piece of that puzzle. We don't, you know, we're not actually the ones that are doing the admissions and everything. Their high school counselors and then the IEC companies are doing that. We're just part of their system. So we are just trying to help them make their current advising systems more well-rounded.
Okay, so that's a really good point, though, and I think that's important for people to hear, is that your service is so important, but it can't stand alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's so much more to the process.
Yes, there are 1,000 things going on in the process. And I may have said this earlier, things changed so much, even within the last 5 years, pre or post-COVID, things have changed. And so college and college admissions is not so black and white. It is so many layers to it. We've all gone through it, or you are going to probably go through it. And so there's definitely a lot of things to be taken into account when a student is going through that process.
Yeah. And I think for you just to be able to offer up your services to anybody, it almost gives them a false sense of security in the fact that they even know if they're going to be admitted to that school, mm-hmm. right? And I think by working with a consultant, you're getting through all those processes and you're laying out your realistic options, financially,
yes.
academically, mm-hmm. all the things.
Definitely.
Then once they've narrowed it down, then a service like this is amazing, because mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to make a decision. And sometimes talking to that student, I think, can really sort of push you in that direction.
Mm-hmm. It is very hard to help students decide where they want to go. But also one thing that we do is once they have committed to a school, we then give them some good next steps that would probably be good for them to take and most conducive to them being successful right when they get to campus.
That's smart. Do you have a lot of parents that want to meet with you? And do you meet with the parents or just students?
Parents do want to meet with us. They have a million questions. I know my mom was that parent always outsourcing, trying to find students to talk to me, which was so helpful. And as for your question about, can I talk to parents? Our clients or our partners can choose to deploy those calls however they see fit. We provide the platform, they can use it creatively. So sometimes there's a student taking a call, sometimes it's with their parents, sometimes it's even the college counselor taking that call, trying to be more caught up in what's really an ever-changing industry.
Oh, that's really smart too. So if there is a private school or an educational consultant that is interested in partnering with you, is it best just to visit your website?
Yep, they can go to our website. We also have LinkedIn and our Instagram, which is just We Know Campus, or they can also email our partner emails, which is on our website. So there's definitely a bunch of different ways for them to kind of get more an idea of what we're doing. But yeah, I would say the website is a good place to start because it gives them really a good look at what we're doing.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely include that information in the show notes too. Is there anything that I haven't asked you? You probably get asked this all the time. Anything I haven't asked you that I should have or that a lot of kids want to know?
Honestly, I think you've done a very good job of covering it because it is such a broad topic. I think you've covered really all of the questions. And I would really emphasize that there is so much more that goes into planning and preparing for college than what really meets the eye. And I think that that's something that students really do have to think about in this day and age.
I agree. Well, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that you've got a lot going on, and good luck with your summer internship. And I hope everything goes great for you in the fall. But I really appreciate you being here. I will include all that information in the show notes if anyone has a question. But thank you.
Thank you so much, Lori. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely, guys. If you have any questions specific, you're always welcome to email me and I can pass them along at letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com. I will also include all of their contact information in our show notes. I really appreciate everyone being here today and I hope everyone has a great day and we'll see you back here for our next episode. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.